My first thought was that the Japanese had slipped in thousands of troops from the northern Palaus and that we would never get off the island. No, maybe the enemy had bombed some American city or chased off the Navy as they had done at Guadalcanal. My imagination went wild, but none of us was prepared for what we were about to hear. "Howdy, Johnny," someone said as he came up to us. "All right, you guys, let's get squared away here," he said, looking in every direction but at us. This was strange because Johnny wasn't the least reluctant to make eye contact with death, destiny, or the general himself.
Okay, you guys,
he repeated, obviously flustered. A couple of men exchanged quizzical glances.
"The skipper is dead. Ak-Ak has been killed,"
Johnny finally blurted out, then looked quickly away from us. I was stunned and sickened. Throwing my ammo bag down, I turned away from the others, sat on my helmet, and sobbed quietly.
"Those goddamn slant-eyed sons of bitches,"
someone behind me groaned. Never in my wildest imagination had I contemplated Captain Haldane's death. We had a steady stream of killed and wounded leaving us, but somehow I assumed Ak-Ak was immortal. Our company commander represented stability and direction in a world of violence, death, and destruction. Now, his life had been snuffed out. We felt forlorn and lost. It was the worst grief I endured during the entire war. The intervening years have not lessened it any. Captain Andy Haldane wasn't an idol, he was human. But he commanded our individual destinies under the most trying conditions with the utmost compassion. We knew he could never be replaced. He was the finest Marine officer I ever knew. The loss of many close friends grieved me deeply on Peleliu and Okinawa, but to all of us, the loss of our company commander at Peleliu was like losing a parent we depended upon for security. Not our physical security, because we knew that was a commodity beyond our reach in combat, but our mental security. Some of the men threw their gear violently to the deck. Everybody was cursing and rubbing his eyes. Finally, Johnny pulled himself together and said,
"Okay, you guys, let's move out."
We picked up mortars and ammo bags, feeling as though our crazy world had fallen apart completely. We trudged slowly and silently in single file up the rubble-strewn valley to rejoin Company K. At the time of Captain Haldane's death, the bulk of Company K was operating with its parent battalion, 3-5, on Hill 140 within the Umerbrogel Pocket. In an attempt to orient himself to the strange terrain his company was occupying, Haldane raised his head and looked over a ridge. A sniper's bullet killed him instantly. First Lieutenant Thomas J. Stumpy Stanley succeeded him as commander of K-35. Stanley led Company K through the remainder of the Peleliu campaign and on to Okinawa the following spring. So ended the outstanding combat career of a fine officer who had distinguished himself at Guadalcanal, Cape Gloucester, and Peleliu. We had lost our leader and our friend. Our lives would never be the same, but we turned back to the ugly business at hand.